Marcus Aurelius was one of the Roman Empire's greatest emperors and a famous Stoic philosopher. His time on the throne is often seen as a highlight of Rome's golden age. He wasn't just a smart ruler, but also an impactful thinker. He left behind Meditations, a work in Greek about Stoic philosophy. This book is packed with thoughts from Stoic philosophy, and one of its most lasting ideas is about embracing reality and living in harmony with nature. Let's talk about the Stoic wisdom on acceptance today. According to Marcus Aurelius, instead of always wanting things to go our way, we should embrace the universe, demanding a lot from ourselves while being open and flexible towards the outside world. But most of us hope that life will give us everything we need to be happy. We want to be surrounded by friends, achieve all our dreams and goals, stay young forever, and always be lucky. Often, we're not happy with our bodies, not satisfied with our talents, and refuse to accept our flaws. In short, as humans, we always want a lot, but rarely accept what's around us. The truth is, the more we crave from the outside, the more likely we are to be disappointed. Despite our efforts, we're likely to encounter not-so-great people, not achieve all our dreams and ambitions. We'll face adversities. And of course, we can't escape aging. If we're always troubled by these inevitable factors, we'll become slaves to our circumstances, our emotions fluctuating with external changes. In his Meditations, Marcus Aurelius constantly encourages himself to follow the laws of the universe, to live well, no matter how the environment changes. In today's video, we'll look at why constantly wanting can't bring happiness and why acceptance is wisdom. 1. Accepting others. Let's say someone cracks an insulting joke at you. How would a Stoic philosopher react? Would he get angry or even respond with physical violence? Marcus Aurelius advised himself to see it as a normal event and not to overreact. Even if someone made a joke at his expense, would that joke truly affect him? Marcus Aurelius said that's impossible. He believed that a joke can only hurt you if you allow it to. Anger, violence, and sadness are emotions you create and control, not something controlled by the joke itself. Dealing with others means dealing with the unpredictable and uncontrollable. Some people are kind and moral, others are evil and immoral. Some are hardworking and helpful. Others are lazy and greedy. Some enjoy jokes, others might respond with violence right away. Marcus Aurelius emphasized that pride, ingratitude, deceit, and antisocial behavior are all part of human nature. Humanity has its beauty and its ugliness, so he encouraged himself to accept everyone and not be disturbed by the wicked. In his view, we humans are meant to cooperate, not to fight against each other. This goes against what the Creator intended for us. We want people to act the way we want them to, but the reality is, people have their own wills, and their actions aren't up to us. Sure, we can influence them, but in the end, they're going to say what they want to say and do what they want to do. So, instead of wasting a ton of energy trying to change others, it's way better to spend that precious energy on improving ourselves. 2. Accepting transience. Marcus Aurelius compared life to leaves in the wind. They grow in spring but soon get blown away, and then the forest replaces them with new leaves. Everything is fleeting. Stuff we think is important now will soon be lost in the past. In Meditations, he talks about ancient emperors and philosophers who were once significant and influential, but turned to dust and ashes years ago, just like the cycle of leaves sprouting and falling. Generations of humans are the same. We start as a cell from our mother, and before we know it, we take our first breath. Everything's brief, including us. Marcus Aurelius said we only live in the present moment. Everything else is either gone or not yet here. Our lifespan is so small, just a tiny part of the earth we live on. Even those with the greatest fame will eventually turn to dust and be forgotten. Because nothing is eternal. Nothing is worth worrying over. Marcus Aurelius talked about how trivial fame and fortune are. He said, Is it your reputation that's bothering you? But look at how soon we're all forgotten. The abyss of endless time that swallows it all. The emptiness of those applauding hands. The people who praise us. How capricious they are. How arbitrary. And the tiny region it takes place. The whole Earth a point in space, and most of it uninhabited. The more we realize how tiny and brief our lives are, the less reason we have to sweat the small stuff, and the more we can cherish the time we've got. From a Stoic perspective, the brevity of life teaches us to value time. Whatever we want to do, now is the moment. 3. Accepting misfortune. We all hope and pray that misfortune never hits us. But look at reality. Nobody gets a free pass from setbacks. Hardships are a part of life. If we fight against them, trying to erase the bad stuff that's already happened, not only do we not get rid of the misfortune, but we also end up feeling disappointed. Yet people often spend so much energy fighting misfortune, unable to calmly accept the bad things happening to them. As soon as they get sick, lose money, or face rainy days when they expected sunshine, they start complaining, wondering if they're just unlucky. Marcus Aurelius was against this kind of reluctance to accept reality. He said instead of wishing for a life free of misfortune, it's better to train ourselves to face adversity with courage. Some things are within our control, and some are not. So we should focus on what we can control. When you tie your happiness to external conditions, you let fate take the wheel. Like if someone's always worried their partner might leave them, so they pray they'll stay. But according to Stoic philosophy, good luck and bad luck are just normal parts of life. They're how the universe works. It's better to focus on what we can control. We can't stop people we depend on from walking out of our lives, but we can develop the ability to accept whatever comes. If we calmly accept misfortune that's already happened, then it can't easily hurt us. 4. Accepting change. The universe's default setting is change, cause everything comes from change. Nothing in the world is still. It's not just the universe around us that changes, we change too. The cells in our bodies are constantly renewing themselves until the end of our lives. Marcus Aurelius described change as something natural that ultimately benefits the universe. Just like the constant renewal of our body cells, might not be great for the old cells being replaced, but it's good for the body as a whole. Similarly, our environment is continuously self-maintaining, replacing old elements with new ones, always adjusting to the best state. It's a plan set by the universe, and we should accept it. But ironically, even though we're born because of change, we're also scared of it. A lot of people put their faith in certain situations, objects, people and ideas, hoping they'll never change, always stay the same. But the changes they fear are happening all the time, they just haven't noticed yet. When the sun is shining, a storm is coming. When it's summer, autumn is already knocking at the door. Trying to keep things the same is as futile as trying to grab water with your hands. Marcus Aurelius said, "Some things are rushing into existence, others out of it. Some of what now exists is already gone. Change and flux constantly remake the world, just as the incessant progression of time remakes eternity." 5. Accepting your nature. A lot of people struggle to accept their natural features, like their looks, physical flaws, or even the inevitable aging of their bodies. But Marcus Aurelius encouraged himself to accept the limitations of his body, and to enjoy every moment of it. He also reminded himself to remember the nature of the world, his nature, and his relationship with the world. He's part of nature and should live in harmony with it. Some people have stronger bodies, some have sharp minds. While we can change ourselves to some extent through effort, we're ultimately limited by our natural constraints. Some people spend their whole lives focusing on their weaknesses, trying to achieve what they're not naturally gifted with. So why not wisely choose to embrace our strengths and do what we're naturally good at? Stoic philosophy highlights a unique advantage of human nature, our ability to think rationally. Unlike any other beings on Earth, humans can think logically. Our rational capabilities allow us to transcend our primitive animal nature. So we're not controlled by our emotions, but have the power to understand ourselves with reason. Marcus Aurelius said, "People find pleasure in different ways. I find it in keeping my mind clear, in not turning away from people or the things that happen to them, in accepting and welcoming everything I see, in treating each thing as it deserves." Because we're rational, we can choose this wise attitude. Our human advantage enables us to bypass our animal impulses and take a smarter path. We can recognize these impulses and emotions and understand how they become the root of suffering instead of blindly following our desires, not becoming slaves to our desires and hatred. We understand that fighting against the universe's setup only leads to pain. So, we accept the external world, the unchangeable, and the changing. Choosing this path is always a wise decision. I hope you learned something today. If you love this video, please share, like, and comment. It would mean a lot to me. I appreciate your doing so. Wishing you a beautiful day.